Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Hafnan with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, April 6. After months of rainfall, there are renewed warnings of more wild weather about to hit the New South Wales coast. Hundreds of millimetres of rain is forecast over the next 4 days, with an alert for the chance of flash flooding in areas already sodden and still cleaning up after earlier flooding. Up to 300 millimetres could fall across Sydney and the south coast, with concerns for flooding around the Hawkesbury and Nepean rivers, with a moderate flood warning already in place. Strong winds and large swells are also expected to batter already damaged and eroded beaches. The worst of the system is expected tomorrow and Friday, with conditions expected to ease by Sunday. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Hazzard was reportedly advised last night that a colleague's rapid antigen test had returned a positive result. The minister undertook a RAT of his own, which was negative, but then returned a positive PCR test. The minister is fully vaccinated and is now isolating after developing minor flu-like symptoms. New South Wales reported 24,151 COVID cases today, along with 15 deaths. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of gruesome atrocities in Ukraine while addressing the United Nations Security Council overnight. Zelensky said that those responsible should immediately be brought up on war crimes charges in front of a tribunal like the one established at Nuremberg after World War II. Appearing via video link, the Ukrainian leader told the council civilians had been tortured, shot in the back of the head, thrown down wells, blown up with grenades in their apartments, and crushed to death by tanks while in cars. In response, Russia's UN ambassador said the video footage of bodies in the streets was a crude forgery staged by Ukrainians. The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court in The Hague opened an investigation a month ago into possible war crimes in Ukraine. Now, here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. While the Reserve Bank held the cash interest rate at the record low of 0.1% yesterday, central bank watchers have been focused on the board dropping the phrasing that it's prepared to be patient from its language about when it will raise interest rates. Several economists have since brought forward their forecasts for when the first rate rise will be to June. Amazon has opened its first robotics fulfillment centre in Western Sydney, which is expected to create more than 1,500 local jobs. It is the first of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere. Australian Ethical has entered into formal merger talks with Christian Super. If a deal takes place, the combined entity will be a $9 billion super fund. This follows Christian Super being pinpointed as one of the worst performing funds and told it had to find a merger partner by this June. Now, taking a look at the markets, after days of strong performance, the ASX 200 is falling today, with resources and technology companies dragging the index lower. Meantime, banks are pushing higher, following the Reserve Bank's meeting yesterday, which prompted experts to shift forward their rate rise expectations. On Wall Street, all three major indices slid overnight after the Federal Reserve rattled markets with comments that it could take a more aggressive stance on rising inflation. The Australian dollar has dropped. It's now buying 75.71 US cents, 69.5 euros, and 1.091 New Zealand dollars. And that is your finance fix for Wednesday, April 6, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thanks, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.